We are just about ready for the final performance of the last Pepperell Folk Festival of this century.
We try to give it some significance.
When you think about it, that's very significant. The last performance at the Pepperell Folk Festival in this century. Unless, of course, you're one of those who thinks that the new century starts in 2001. So. You're right. And that is my job, right?
Yes.
Just like on the radio, I supply the boring bits between the music. Couple of quick announcements. We've got T-shirts over here for now, because you've stuck around so long. The T-shirts are now half price. That means they're $5 a piece. Okay, so we're getting competitive with Walmart here. You know, don't think of them as decoration. Think of them as clothes at this point. T-shirts, $5. One more time, we're going to send the kids around with the donation cans. Remember, this festival takes the work of 50 or more volunteers, the work of dozens and dozens of organizations, the contributions of so many more organizations and companies that we've talked about all afternoon, but it also takes your support. So if you could, when they come around with the cans, dig very deep, please. We want to thank Natural Market for supplying Cliff Eberhardt's dinner this evening. We want to thank the Massachusetts Cultural Council especially for supporting the performance of our final band of the day. They come from Rhode Island. They sound like they're from Louisiana. I don't want to say get ready to rock and roll, but let's get ready to two-step. This is Magnolia.
Just meet your grand union. See how it is, come on, love and don't go on. Toi, avec ton accordion dans le main. Joue la joue, toi là, joue la à la maison. Viens les ombres chender dans la cour. Et tout veille s'est trouvé sous l'instant. Les bonnes amies ça vient tout partout.
Thank you.
We are Magnolia. We do have CDs for sale over to our right, your left. So if you'd like to take Magnolia home, you can do it today. Thank you.
It's looking very peaceful out there.
I can say we certainly appreciate you staying out here all day in the threat of rain, which is not going to happen for at least another hour. I'd like to say thank you to Renee and Lori, and I don't know, I've talked to a number of people over the course of the year who've put this together, and they have worked so hard. So please, let's have a big round of applause for them. They have really worked very hard. It's a lovely, lovely festival. We're happy to be here.
And while we're at it, we want to thank Dave and Robin back here, and also the man out there in the white tent who is, I'm sure, had a long day at this point, Mark, the sound man.
Who's doing a great job.
And he's under a lot of pressure.
More pressure. Mark, could I have a little more of that end fiddle in my monitor?
We're going to do a tune by the great Ira Lejeune.
Martin Gross went on the vocals.
Well, if it looks like we're having a lot of fun out here, it's because we're picturing you guys all up and dancing.
I know Maggie couldn't see it, but I know that back behind the stage, some people have started dancing. Let me tell you, this music is a lot more fun if you're moving around. So if you have the energy to tap your toes or stand up or start moving to it, suddenly you'll realize, oh, this is the thing about Cajun music. You move to it. So feel free to move. We don't care if you got a partner or not.
And, even if you can gnash your teeth to it, that's fine.
Right. And somebody pointed out, Tom pointed out, that the infield is a great dance floor. I should bring that up. I'm going to do a waltz for you now.
We do have some friends out there in that audience.
Hey, Linda, right in front of you is a lovely waltzer. Tom, right behind you, that woman is a lovely waltzer. I recommend dancing. Yeah, that one right there. I happen to know. Nothing like making trouble from the stage.
Baby, gonna lace the Luan, the bit of Chiriki, of Amoje Duke and Admule. Oh, ha ha, what bit you can say, what did you laugh, to Dana La Maison?
Waltz to Cherokee. Thank you very much.
Okay, how we do? Well, we need to get more people dancing. Notice we heckle people by name. That's how we do it here. We have dances every month.
You're in trouble if we've ever seen you before out there and we know your name.
Down in Rhode Island, and we'll, I don't think we have any flyers here, do we? But it's just a brief drive away.
Now, to paraphrase the great Utah Phillips, the golden voice of the great Southwest, we know there are those amongst you who are too stupid to dance, but the rest of you have no excuse.
Thanks, Martin.
Yeah, oh. That'll make us popular.
We won't be. I don't know. I was pretty happy. I think we increased the dance floor by 300% in that last one. So, you know, another 300%. Soon, that's everybody will be dancing.
Hey, you know, I was talking to a gentleman here from Vermont just a few minutes ago. He said to me, you know how you can tell a new person that moves into town, Vermont? I said, no, I don't. He said, he's the one that hangs the maple syrup pail on a telephone pole.
All right, put his toupee back.
Thank you.
another typical Cajun song about being left behind and having a broken heart.
This next song is called Quand J'étais Pauvre. Anybody know what that means?
How many of you are French out there?
How many people out there have a little French in
them? Yeah, I thought so. Okay. I'll tell you, every place you play in New England, half the audience has some kind of French background in them. And that makes it very nice for us because it means that every other word, you might understand what we're saying. Go ahead.
Like we does not mean two of us. It means yes.
I've had to keep my mouth shut for 3 days. I can't keep it shut anymore. Go ahead.
Michelle's just been let out.
Parce que moi j'étais pauvre, personne voulait pas me voir. Et là j'ai eu l'argent, comment je m'en fais l'argent? N'importe où je vais aller, ça veut tout se protéger.
Chris Ash with an H on vocals that time.
Okay, we're going to slow it down and do a waltz. It's called Tracks of My Buggy. And the story goes, the guy habitually would go out every night in his buggy, and finally, I guess his wife decided to follow the tracks, and they found out what he was up to. But he blamed it on the tracks of the buggy.
En français.
En français? Après. One. Tu habites toute la naïve, tous les soit dans mon body. Moi, je vais pas aider d'arrêter. Il y a quelque chose qui arrive qui change mon idée. Venez, ne mange pas et mon body.
Et j'en suis le pas de mon bogey de la nuit.
Il m'a trouvé après ma
fête. C'est pour ça aujourd'hui, moi je m'en vais de la vie.
Je me lève la main sous le trap de mon bogey.
Thank you.
Thank you to Flames of Hell. Alan on vocals. Right on.
Oh, it's so quiet.
Oh, it is quiet. Quiet.
We're making all that noise?
Right. We make a lot of noise, don't we? That's right. What are they doing out there?
Hey, don't forget, before you guys go, I hope you've all gone out there and bought something off all those vendors. Especially Joe and Chris out there that sell iron. It never goes bad on you. Don't have to feed it. All right.
This is a guy who justified his trip up here by delivering a bumper today.
That's right. And they're great guys. You ought to go over and talk to them and get ideas and where to put that beautiful piece of iron.
Buy their stuff.
That's right.
It's beautiful.
Besides, I was told that Joe's wife is expecting her 8th child. And good luck, Joe.
Buy his stuff.
We're going to do a waltz, which... it's called The Last Waltz. Coincidentally, it's our last waltz for the evening, not our last tune, but I'll stop explaining that. Okay, it's a Nathan Absher tune. And as the geese fly south for the winter... Shh, cut it out, will you?
I'll turn you out.
As the great Utah Phillips said, they're going north.